You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A 33-year-old man has died in a drowning accident in Marathon County. It happened on Thursday, July 3rd, a little after 5 p.m. in the town of Green Valley. The initial report said the man jumped into the water and didn't resurface. First responders searched for about 2 hours near Lisa's Landing boat launch before the Marathon County dive team located and recovered the 33-year-old man. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Three teenagers were injured and one was killed in a vehicle crash over the weekend in Portage County. It happened a little after 1 a.m. on Saturday, July 5th, in the town of Grant. The 17-year-old male driver from Wisconsin Rapids was flown to Marshfield Hospital by helicopter. Both he and the 18-year-old male front passenger were partially ejected from the pickup truck. The 18-year-old boy died at the scene. The rear passengers, a 17-year-old male and 18-year-old female, both from Wisconsin Rapids, were uninjured. The initial investigation indicates the pickup truck was traveling eastbound on Evergreen Avenue in a reckless manner. The vehicle lost control, struck an embankment, and overturned, coming to rest on its roof. The crash remains under investigation at this time. President Donald Trump has made tax cuts a central part of his political legacy. He made cuts during his first term, and now the Republican has pushed through an extension of those cuts and added new tax breaks. Joanne Krulatz reports.
President Donald Trump has signed his signature bill of tax and spending cuts at the White House 4th of July picnic. The legislation extends Trump's 2017 multi-trillion dollar tax cuts and cuts Medicaid and food stamps by $1.2 trillion, contradicting promises to protect such programs. It also provides for a massive increase in immigration enforcement. Democrats plan to make that expected fallout a campaign focus, while Republicans argue the bill will boost the economy. Historically, major legislation that's been backed mostly by just one party has rarely translated into political rewards. So the long-term effects of Trump's tax policy are unclear.
U.S. House Republicans passed their budget bill over the holiday weekend. Joanne Krulatz has more on what this will mean for working families.
The Republicans' bill will terminate health care for 17 million Americans, including more than 250,000 Wisconsinites. In Wisconsin, Medicaid provides care for more than 1.2 million people, including 4 in 7 nursing home residents, 1 in 3 children, and 1 in 3 adults with disabilities. While over 12 million rural Americans rely on Medicaid for health care, severe cuts to Medicaid will also jeopardize rural hospitals and clinics' ability to keep their doors open. The legislation also makes the largest cut to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program in history. Approximately 700,000 Wisconsin residents rely on SNAP for food assistance.
Average gas prices fell 4.5 cents over the last week for an average of $2.92 today. This is 3.5 cents lower than a month ago and 40 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Officials at GasBuddy say the downward momentum may continue. OPEC will boost production by a larger than expected amount per day in August, and that will add further pressure to oil prices as supply builds. If tensions in the Middle East remain contained and we don't see any major hurricanes in the Gulf, the national average could dip below $3 per gallon later this summer. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from AmFam Field, where the Brewers open up a series against the LA Dodgers. Milwaukee with a 3-1 win over the Marlins yesterday. Brandon Woodruff held Miami to just 2 hits, 1 run, striking out 8 on 70 pitches in 6 innings. Jackson Churio at the plate, top of the 3rd on FanDuel Wisconsin.
And a drive into left field, that'll get a run in plenty. It is up and it is going to be gone. Jackson Churio goes deep, his 15th. Slider that backed up over the inside part of the plate, and Churio crushed it.
Freddy Peralta gets the start tonight after finding out next week he'll be at the All-Star game.
All the work that we put every day, when you have the right people around, and everything can be great.
Rhys Hoskins headed to the IL with a sprained right thumb. Andrew Vaughn being called up from Nashville to play first base. NBA, the Bucks have re-signed guard Ryan Rollins to a three-year deal worth $12 million. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Not a lot opening wide this weekend, but there is almost one slam dunk blockbuster, and that is Jurassic World Rebirth, which opened yesterday and is expected to easily finish in first place at the box office, as Universal Studios is hoping for a $100 to $130 million haul over the five-day holiday weekend. The film is scoring mediocre reviews at best. Only two of the seven Jurassic films in the franchise have drawn over 60% or fresh readings on Rotten Tomatoes. Rebirth stars Scarlett Johansson and Mahershala Ali and is directed by Gareth Edwards. If you're not in the mood for dinosaurs, check out F1, the Formula One racing film starring Brad Pitt. And if you want some horror and a great theater experience, check out 28 Weeks Later. Opening in limited release are a couple swell re-releases, including This is Spinal Tap, which hits the big screen a couple months before the long-awaited latest chapter, Spinal Tap 2, drops. Let's go to the movies. Big Brother Season 27 is about to drop, but there is an exciting new twist, according to the people who created said twist. Variety says three contestants from previous seasons will drop by every Friday night to analyze the sitch. Other highlights for this coming season will include a mystery hotel theme and a living room with chess guardians, whatever that means. Season 27 of Big Brother drops July 10th on CBS. In other Season 27 news, the creators of South Park are not happy about the delay in their latest season reaching viewers. Trey Parker and Matt Stone are blaming the Paramount merger with Skydance for the long wait between seasons. Season 26 finished 2 years ago. A recent update was that the new season would drop July 9, but that has been pushed back again to July 27. Just guessing, we will see Parker and Stone's frustration with the networks in a South Park episode in the near future. The Devil Wears Prada is coming back, but not every cast member will return. The production started last week on Prada 2. Meryl Streep, Anne Hathaway, Emily Blunt, and Stanley Tucci are all back. Adrian Grenier, however, will not be back as Nate Cooper in the sequel. He played Anne Hathaway's love interest and a short order cook in the first film. Grenier's claim to fame is, of course, the show Entourage, but he has not done much since. In other casting news, actor Kenneth Branagh will join the production as Meryl Streep's character, Miranda Priestley's husband. There's a new action comedy that might be worth a look. Heads of State tells the story of the UK Prime Minister, played by Idris Elba, and the United States President, played by John Cena, which seems more realistic than it's ever been. The two characters butt heads but have to team up to overthrow a global plot that threatens freedom. The film is receiving a 66% on Rotten Tomatoes and an 85% audience score and can be streamed on Amazon Prime. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 81 for a high this afternoon, with wind out of the east becoming north at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy. This evening, scattered thunderstorms after midnight, low of 64. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms with a high of 78. You can get faster internet and pay less with Whole Home Connect. Call them today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.